once I learned sales skill sets, selling is actually fun. Yeah, and if you're not having it fun or you feel like you're selling, you're doing it wrong, because you don't have to feel like a slimy car salesman to use sales skill sets and be really good at enrolling people or selling people on your thing. And it's not a bad thing when you're selling to the right audience. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to master network marketing? If you do, you're gonna need to master these three skills, and it's a lot simpler than you think.
If you're loving this content, make sure to like, subscribe, and turn on the notification so you never miss a video. Plus, we love hearing from you. So drop a comment down below if you're ready to learn more about how to skyrocket your business. So ladies, what are the three very important skill sets in network marketing that everyone needs to master?
I would say the very first thing that you need to learn to master is growing an audience. And that's something that you are continuing to do. I know that for me, I didn't know about this before. It was like, everybody, it's go to your family and friends. And then it was like, continue to beat that dead horse. Okay, well, let's give you some memory joggers of people you know that you can tap into, right? Like high school friends, where do you go get your hair done? Like all this stuff. And when those people run out or they all reject you, like in my case, it's like, who else do I talk to? So then when you're being told over and over to make a list, it's like, I got no more names.
Well, and then they're like, go back to that list. It takes sometimes, you got to follow up like 11 times.
No. And I would be annoyed if people kept, I was like, no is a no is a no. And it doesn't mean not for right now. It really means no. You know? So I think one of the biggest, that was a huge aha moment for me when I learned that it's a lifeblood of your business, is to constantly be bringing in new people, growing that audience every single day, even if it's just by a little bit, because it's like that compound effect. You know, you're gonna have people come in on day one, you're gonna have people come in at day 30, but throughout that process, right, you're gonna have people come in cold who didn't know you. And every day that you're adding, now those people are getting to know you, you're building that relationship. And so it compounds. So they're gonna move through this process, and the rest of it are going to be what actually makes the business happen. But if you are just hanging out with the same people every single day, knocking on the same doors, then you're not going to have a business. So for me, it was focusing on continuing to grow the audience every single day.
And not just the audience, but the right audience.
Right. Yeah. The right audience, targeted, qualified people. And again, it's not just like a lot of people are told, is just go find as many friends as you can. Mm-hmm. It is, are you actually going and selecting, like, you know, going to their profile? Is it a real person? Is it, or is it just a cat lady? And then you go and like everything, all their stuff, their content that they're putting out is shared memes or shared content. Like, so you don't really know who that person is.
Yeah.
Versus like, okay, this is a real person. I like what they're putting out there. Because once you connect with them, you're going to see that stuff in your feed.
Yeah. The next piece of that, you know, is building those relationships. Yeah. You can do it a lot faster on social media. The reason I know that is because I did it the other way. In fact, I live in a really small town with like, you know, less than 10,000 people. And so once I'd gone through my warm market, my friends and family and the chicken list and the memory joggers and my doctor and all the things, right, that I totally embarrassed myself over. So if you're seeing this, I'm sorry. but really what I ended up doing, because I knew I needed a bigger audience and that all those people had either said no or, you know, wasn't the right time or they had enrolled, right? I needed a way to have more people. So I ended up driving 2.5 hours one way to meet people in malls, restaurants. That was way before like everybody was really staring at their phones. And I could get your number, right? I'm a very social person when I need to be. I have extrovert qualities, I guess, is what I would say. So I could walk up and be like, Fran, I freaking love your shoes, right? Like, where'd you get them? You know, they're darling. I love Michael Kors, you know, whatever, right? And just have that conversation. I'd be like, you know what? You'd be perfect for my business. Can I get your number? And let's, you know, like maybe chat on the phone or whatever. Everybody would give me their name and number. Mm-hmm. Everyone. The problem is because they didn't know me, then when I'm calling or texting, texting, they were like, I remember her talking to me about my shoes, but why is she bugging me now, right? I didn't have that relationship. Now, if I said to Fran, I freaking love your shoes. Where did you get them, right? She'd be sending me the link and I'd be buying because, you know, we've built the relationship. But those people really didn't know me. Mm-hmm. And so for them to like take time out of their day to talk to a stranger, right? You think about someone knocking on your door to sell you a vacuum. I'm sure that's happened to all of you guys, right? Or a security system of some sorts, right? And you're like, it depends on where you're at in your day and what's going on, if you're actually going to talk to that person, right? Sometimes I'm like, you know, look, I don't need anything. I don't want anything. I'm, you know, good to go, right? Other days I let them in and let them do their spiel because I'm always a sucker for an entrepreneur, right? Mm-hmm. So then I end up buying something usually. So, you know, you've got to really build those relationships. And I've built relationships with people all over the world. And, you know, there's a very small fraction that has enrolled into my business, actually. Mm-hmm. So you think about, like, I have friends all over, but it wasn't the right timing for them, or, you know, maybe the relationship isn't where it needs to be. For Kat and I were friends for years before she ever enrolled into my business, right? Carrie, it took me, I don't even know how many times convincing her network marketing was, you know, mm-hmm. the gig that she needed to be in. She wasn't having it, right? Like, it took a while. So, you know, it just depends on the relationship you build with that person.
Mm-hmm. Was it you or was it Brandy who actually bought the vacuum? There's a vacuum story. Was it you?
I've bought a vacuum. No, yes. I bought
one too. Someone that came knocking and yeah. then like you bought it and then didn't like not work.
Oh, or no. So the vacuum salesman came. He promised us that he could get this stain out of our carpet. And Witt's all like, go for it. Witt's my husband. For those that don't know, he's my husband. And he's like, if you can get that out, I'll buy this vacuum right now. It was paint that had been spilled years before because we were in the middle of, like, we had just bought the house or whatever. And he's sitting there and he's like scrubbing and he's all like, he's using like his magic stuff. And then he's like, oh, I got to get the different head. So he goes and gets the different head to the vacuum and starts. And then he looks at us and he goes, what is this? And he's all like, that's paint.
He probably should have asked that question before.
But I think that, you know, into that segue, that last piece, that third major skill set that you need is some sales and marketing mm-hmm. skill sets, yeah. right? And a lot of time people think sales and like it's deer in the headlights, like I'm not a salesman, right? And I think that's something that can kind of give this industry a bad name is when they're like, oh, you don't have to sell. Like, nothing fires me up more because I'm like, you're setting people up to fail if you're telling them that they don't have to mm-hmm. sell. Because, sorry, if you're not selling a product or selling you, why is it a bad thing? Yeah. Why are we bringing people in and thinking like sales is bad? Once I learned sales skill sets, selling is actually fun. Yeah. And if yeah. you're not having it fun or you feel like you're selling, you're doing it wrong because you don't have to feel like a slimy car salesman to use sales skill sets and be really good at enrolling people or selling people on your thing. And it's not a bad thing mm-hmm. when you're selling to the right audience mm-hmm. and that audience knows, likes, and trusts
you. Well, and they yeah. love it. They mm-hmm. want it. They and want so it. It's a different thing. Yeah. It just makes it way more fun if yeah. you're doing
well,
it.
Well, and I think they try to disguise, like when they say things like, oh, you're not selling, you're sharing, right? Because once you share it with someone, they're going to fall in love with it and want it. Hi. Newsflash, you're in a business where you have to sell a product. You have to move that product from you to the buyer, mm-hmm. right? And that's sales. And so instead of teaching people sales skill sets, mm-hmm. they want to disguise it with that like, oh, you're not selling, you're sharing.
And to that point, you know, my first 2 years in this business, I was scared to sell. They said sell, and I was like, I can't do this. I'm just going to share the opportunity. And I never asked for what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I was stuck in my business for 2 years because of it. I feared developing the skill set. I feared being known as the salesman. When in actuality, if you develop sales skill sets and you're coming from a place of really wanting to help people, you're not viewed as a slimy salesman right. at that point.
Yeah, you don't go to the grocery store and be like, oh, I bought apples. What a slimy salesman they are. They sold me apples. Like, you right. went there to get it, right? Like, yeah. mm-hmm. So if you can switch it around that way, it makes yeah. it way more fun and you're going to serve more people.
Yeah.
And once you've grown the audience and you have built genuine relationships and you've learned how to sell effectively, it's important to stay adaptable, but to evaluate all the time where you're at, what's working in your business, mm-hmm. what isn't working and what you might do differently. Don't beat yourself up. Find three things that are working. Find two things that didn't work. Not a list of 100, because that's what I used to do, is two things that didn't work and then one thing that you're going to change. And I think it's super important to know that, you know, when you are growing that audience, when we get on a call with somebody and they don't buy, it's to not think, oh, I'm a complete failure. Number one, celebrate the win that you actually got somebody on, that you got somebody on a call, that they got on the call with you, that you went through the process, and maybe it wasn't the right time for them right now. But then what can I learn from the process? What mm-hmm. can I learn, and how can I adapt going forward so that I am more effective next time I do this? The other thing that I want to point out is that it's key to make sure that you are learning from people who have been where you are and have got where you want to be. The BBI community, where we teach network marketers exactly what is working right now. People who are staying on top of the change, because there are a lot of gurus out there, and I'm not going to name and shame anybody, but there are a lot of gurus out there who are teaching network marketers based on strategies that worked 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's not current.
Even and 5 years ago.
Yeah. Teaching from 5 or 10 years ago strategies that are no longer effective, or maybe they never actually effectively built a network marketing business. We used to say it's important to surround, you know, who you surround yourself by and where you're learning from.
So to summarize it all up, I heard that the first thing that we need to learn is to build the right audience. Friends and family are great, but it's a short-term strategy. Yeah. Once you will run out of people to talk to, you need a constant flow of new people who are not from some random list of 100 people, who are actually people who are actively looking for solutions that you can provide. Number two, building relationships. And not just relationships mm-hmm. with the agenda to sell to someone. Real human, authentic relationships. It's not easy to do, but it's totally possible. And Carrie shared how to be the salesperson, how mm-hmm. to actually hone the skill of selling something, because let's not bullshit everyone. We're in the sales business, mm-hmm. right? Yep. If you absolutely. Don't sell anything, mm-hmm. you don't have a business. And Fran actually shared a skill number four. So we lied in the beginning. There's four skills. Four skills that you need to master is to evaluate your business, right? What are you doing? Is it working? What is not working? And what you can do differently? That's particular skill actually can take your business from zero to multiple figures, just because you learn how to not to judge yourself based on emotion and how to evaluate your business based mm-hmm. on data. So these are golden nuggets that you guys absolutely need to learn how to implement in your business. So focusing on improving these skills will help grow your network marketing business faster than anything else. If you want help mastering the art of network marketing, don't forget to join our free online community with over 10,000 network marketers just like you. So find the link in the description below and we'll see you there.